Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hey guys, LJ here with Groomers Talk. Obviously, we're bringing you new things every single week. So this week, we really wanted to dive into Guy Buttercup. So obviously, they do a lot more than cheers, but we wanted to dive in here with Yo, that's actually the representative for the agency at many shows, and to figure out what's behind the scenes, how they create all, why they create all this, and actually, what is the quality that we're actually learning. So don't go away. We're going to get right in here with Yo and learn all about Guy here.
This episode is proudly sponsored by Smith and Burton, creators of professional, natural grooming products from the heart of New Zealand. Inspired by the purity of nature and guided by the principles of science, Smith and Burton carefully craft every formula with your pet's well-being in mind. From nourishing shampoos to gentle conditioners, their products are made with thoughtfully chosen ingredients that not only protect and care for your pet's skin and coat, but also reflect a commitment to quality, sustainability, and love for animals. At Smith & Burton, it's about more than grooming. It's about giving your pets the care they truly deserve. That's why they bring you the natural touch. We invite you to discover the difference today at smithandburton.com. As a special thank you, you'll receive 20% off your first order, no matter the amount. Because caring for your pet should never wait. Choose the natural way with Smith & Burton.
So hey guys, welcome back to another Groomers Talks podcast. We've got Yo here from Guybe, and he is going to give us all the insight, obviously all the shows they've done this year, but obviously all the products that they are carrying and are probably going to carry in the future for you. So I appreciate you joining us today, Yo.
Thank you. It's actually a pleasure and honor for me to be doing this. It's definitely a great opportunity, and I appreciate it very much.
Oh, no problem. Trust me. I feel like I'm talking to greatness right now. So
thank you. Thank you for that.
So obviously, you've been in the world for a number of years. What got you part of Guybe's team?
It's the passion for the shears. What makes me jumping, and of course many things happens for that, but what really connects me to what Guy Buttercup is my passion for the shears.
So obviously you've had several pairs over the years before you jumped into the whole puddle.
People don't know the whole story, but I've been carrying guys for 14 years and I've been working at the booth for almost four. So before jumping and knowing what really Guy was, what it does, what it is, I consumed the product like very happy for 10 years before that.
Well, that's unreal. And I know so many people get into this world and they are stunned by how, you know, we've seen you, you know, on TV, or we've seen you on Barkley, or we've seen you on Facebook. And then they get to see you in person. They're like, oh, it's about time. You know, it just blows their mind that they get to see you like right there.
It's what consistency is about. And that's what I would say about that.
Well, we're glad to definitely have you with Guy for sure. You always make sure that at least I'm taken care of anyway. So, but obviously with you coming in, what's Guy's story? I mean, where did they start and what kind of got them into this world?
Funny enough, the Guy's story is very, very old, that we keep updating that story because it's actually the third generation the grandfather, guy grandfather was a sharpener, and he used to do shears and knife and all of that. And then the father of Andrew Guy, which is the actual owner, everybody knows who Edward Guy is, the founder pretty much of this amazing company since 1976. Now Andrew Guy. So it's a third generation of people about the same passion, about, you know, building a legacy. It's about, you know, everything that is related to high quality, you know, tools. So it's a very long story about all that they have made, but just saying that they are like third generation, you can understand what I'm trying to say. It's a lot, but definitely always being about the same, you know, the passion for doing the best product, you know, for this industry that they can, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I grew up when Ed Guy was still hiding in the back of the booth and he would sharpen in there. It was always very interesting to actually meet him because I never got to see him most of the time in the booth. Yeah. Most of the time growing up, I just always saw Andrew and stuff like that. But it was very interesting coming up in the industry itself that Guy was the platform to meet or beat. And you know, I'm going to sit here and just probably judge myself a little bit, but I don't think anyone's really gotten close except for like maybe Kenshi over the years. But, you know, you guys have still had such a superior product that it's lasted this long and you still are that quality to meet.
The way that I explain for people to understand the type of the product, the commitments that we have, and pretty much what we're doing, it's pretty easy. I explain it this way. Guy Buttercut is a combination of knowledge, metals, technology, and experience. In my opinion, experience is one of the most important. Why? Because the only way to have experience, to build experience, is to earn it, is to really get it through. Now you say, Guy Buttercut has been there forever. So it's like when the dad say, that's your grandpa, respect, you know what I mean? It's very old, you know what I mean? So when people talk to me about Guy Buttercut, I'm like, let's talk about the guys, you know? These people are pioneer on many, many different tools that we use daily. Their quality, it's certain. Their quality, our slogan is high quality. That's the best way that we can say it, right? I'm behind those words because I was a consumer for 10 years before, and now I'm even more passionate because now I understand, now I see, now I'm part of that, you know, commitments of that performance behind the machine, you know, because there's many things working on behalf of having a product that lasts and is actually warranty for life. So that's another thing that I explained to people. Our products are a lifetime warranty. I mean, I think there is a very, very high, you know, words on that, because if your warranty a product for life is because you know what you have, what's your product. And that's what happened with that. In 4 years, and I will say this very, you know, proud, in 4 years working at the booth, giving people shears, blades, clippers on their hands, I have never had, and I will say this very respectfully to everybody, I have never had a bad comment about the products. Like, this doesn't work, or this is not good, or nothing like that. You know what I mean? And that really surprised me. That really makes me, you know, feel that I was in a place that, I mean, it deserved what it is, you know? So I have a lot of respect for Guy Buttercut itself as a company. It's a family company, you know that. So They protect very well their quality, you know? They really are behind their, you know, worst Guy Buttercut high quality. So it's a lot behind a company that is being on business successfully, I would say, because you can be on business, but I would say successfully on business for almost half a century. Guy Buttercut is 49 years old since it was founded. So we're talking about a lot, you know?
That's a long time. I mean, I didn't even know they were around that long, you know? So is Ed still come around or is he enjoying retirement?
Yeah. Ed is a legend.
He's definitely that. If you knew Ed back in the day, you knew someone extremely special.
I was that guy that pretty much drives 4 hours a year just to go to a show, Global PX, but I didn't even know that it was a distributor trade show. Now I understand the difference between the war show, the grooming show, all of this, right? But before, I thought that that was the only thing that I have available in Florida to get tools and see things about pets and all of that. And I went always there to sit with Ed at the booth. Ed, for me, was like a grandpa, teaching me about everything. And I had a great time every year just because of Guy Barricott and Ed at the booth. And I really loved that man because he was so genuine, so, you know, like polite. So I have no words to describe that man. I have a lot of respect for him. And I love him a lot. Before even working with them, I was already their friend. You know, it was very beautiful when we connect. We start working together because the relationship was already built. You know, it was organically. It happens that way, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, just over the years, seeing Ed, you know, have that front to where he controlled everything and he was that guy that you had to know, to now see Andrew come in. I mean, Andrew has done an amazing job, in my opinion, as far as for letting the people know that, hey, there's a transition, but nothing's changed. We're still here about the same product. We're still here about the same type of materials and everything that goes into it. And I mean, now you're even expanding products.
Yeah. And the challenge is the same. The challenge is always to try to keep the best quality possible. The challenge will be always the same. The challenge would be, you know, like be updated, be, you know, on point, be sharp, you know. So, yes, it is, you know, generations, everything evolve. We have to evolve. It's nice that actually Andrew, you know, that is from this generation also, you know, is on board now too, as, you know, as the main one, because of course you got to understand, and it is also because it's, you know, very current too. So I love that fact that, you know, that the company, it's really, you know, on point. So it's definitely a blessing, you know.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And, you know, I mean, it just goes to prove that because it's still very prominent at all the shows, and it's still very prominent that one, you know, for me is the sharpener. I've went to different shops and you at least got one guy scissor at every shop that I still do. So, I mean, it's that prominent. And I mean, you guys obviously sell scissors. You guys came out with blades. I believe now you guys got clippers. What else do you guys got? Because I know you guys are still expanding on what you guys have.
Yeah. So the main has always been, you know, the shears, because of course there is a big, you know, like amount of years where we have been having, you know, I would say respectfully the best shears, you know, on the markets. I would say, you know, in my opinion, of course, times change, things was required. They always have blades too. Their blades are renowned, you know, worldwide, you know, as a buttercut blades. Of course, everybody knows the quality. The clippers is an addition that we have done over the years because the demand, and actually was that transition when, you know, we start working, you know, together, what a groomer demands is and what the company can do, you know, to try to help, you know, what's the demand. So they become with the offer, you know, with good clippers, they took years to put together parts and all of that just to keep, you know, the warranty, you know, to keep, you know, the words behind the high quality products. Guy Barricott never had released a product without being tested. Personally, I am one of the witnesses of every, you know, launching every new product. I mean, this year just got released like, I would say not even a month. And I had it in my hands for almost like 6 months, you know, testing, improving, you know, all of that is important because again, there is a commitment, high quality. I love the fact that they take the time to release a product that is going to be, you know, the quality that they promise. Guy Barricott, of course, have now the white blades, which is, you know, also a new things. They do have all kind of like new trending shears, like curve chunkers, blenders, thinners, curve thinners, whatever is available on the market. Guy Barricott is a manufacturer, so they pretty much are interested, you know, in always, you know, provide what's needed. And they're going to take the time to build it correctly. They're going to put together all the words that I mentioned before. They're going to combine technology, knowledge, materials, and experience to bring, you know, to the table a product that is going to be, you know, behind those words. They're very, you know, high words, high quality. So that's the commitment. So it's really important to understand that buying Guy products, it's not that you are just buying a product. You are buying Guy Barricott products, which is, you know, committed to a promise that it's going to be a high quality product, whatever it is. With that said, yes, shear blades, wide blades, clippers, trimmers, cordless blades, we do have few little different products that we are bringing also to support groomers, you know, like some cooling stations from the Blaze, because it's a product that we do. We are bringing a nice cases also for people to carry their chairs correctly. There is a lot of education now available, and we are trying to use that, you know, as a fact that it's important for everybody. So we are trying to go behind what's needed and be able to provide a high quality product. Yes.
That's fantastic. I mean, over the years, you guys have always proven that you guys are that top tier product. Now, I know I'm probably going to get asked after this airs, so I'll ask this now. Obviously, you get to test products. Is there other people that could test products? And is there a way to get into the testing guide products?
Yes. So how would you do that? It's interesting, your question. I own a shop in Miami. I mean, this is my shop, Orange Grooming, and that's actually, this is a fun fact. People think I love orange because I love orange. Yes, I do love orange, but all the orange around me because of my business that is Orange Grooming. I guess Orange Grooming, okay, because it's from Florida. Florida is the state, you know, the orange state.
Gorgeous.
So because of the orange, yeah, it's all the orange around me. So my shop, I have groomers, you know, girls, boys, big hands, small hands, different people that they test my products as well. So when I have a new product, I get a product and I put it on the mobile. So that's going to be the first test, you know, how performance on the mobile. Because the humidity, because this, because that. So we kind of like test on that department, which is one of the biggest one now. And then we also send the product, you know, to the shop where it's also being tested. So it's my opinion with my groomers' opinions, girls, boys, different demographics, all of that, that is going to give me a feedback. Because maybe, yes, like you say, I like it, but what about if it don't fit for a girl? What about it don't fit for people with big hands or this or that? So it's kind of like that, or people with different techniques. So we try to get, like I say, months of, you know, testing products to get, you know, a good feedback behind true feedback, because of course we want a true feedback. And then we pretty much, you know, give that real feedback to, you know, the manufacturer to either correct, improve, or, you know, approve, you know? So, and yeah, it happens that sometimes we have to improve. So it happens sometimes that we don't release a product because simply doesn't work. It, of course, it's not always perfect. And that's why we take the time and we take the responsibility to do it before launching.
I mean, that makes total sense. I mean, I go into a shop and I sell a pair of scissors. You know, I have sheaths and I've got, let's say, 500 scissors. Out of all those 500, I can lay out three pairs and I'll have this lady that says, I love this pair. I'll have her friend that comes over and she says, I love that pair. I don't like that pair, and vice versa. I mean, it's great that you guys at least put it in other people's hands, so at least it gets tested in different pressures, different techniques, different styles, different forms, because everyone pushes
everything
pressure
matters
on there. It does. Now, to go back a little bit here, you were talking about warranty on the shears. Do you guys have a warranty on the blades, and do you guys have a warranty on the clippers?
The blades are warranty 10 days. If you test the blade, something goes wrong, something it's, you know, a manufacturer defect or whatever, you're going to have pretty much 10 days to return it. We're going to be more than happy, you know, to either change it, whatever, but that's going to be pretty much the warranty behind a blade, 10 days.
Okay. And how about the clippers themselves?
The clippers have 1 year warranty, 100%
covered. 1 year warranty?
Yeah.
All righty, cool. So that at least gives it a little bit time for, you know, anything to happen, stuff like that. So now if anyone needs parts, so this past warranty, anyone needs parts for the clipper or service for the clipper or blades or scissors, where would they go? Do you guys have people that are set up for that? Or is it more something where it just goes right to you?
When you buy guide products based on the warranty, everything is going to be, you know, on the website. And also it's going to be on either your back when you get out of the trade show, or in your box when we mail it to you. So we want to make sure that you understand that there is not only a good warranty, but there is also, you know, things that you need to understand about warranty, so then people don't, you know, get confused or anything like that. So it's important for us to have that clear, because the warranty, it's available, it's public, it's everywhere. You can either see it online, at the website, you know, at the trade shows, everywhere. So it's a registered warranty. So we are protected, you know, we're protecting the clients with that. So yes, the warranty works. And we make sure that people that get a guide product understand the warranty, so they know that the product that they are getting, it's not only warranty, but it's also a high quality product that is being tested.
And that's good. Now, if you have the product, you've had it, let's say, for 5 years. You know, the scissor needs sharpened. Do they bring it back to you, or do you guys have someone that might do it in their area?
Sorry, you break up. What's the question?
So if you have a pair of scissors and you've had them for 5 years, they're now dull. So now they need to be sharpened. Do they need to go back to you, or do you have someone in possibly yes. in your area
well,
that would be able to sharpen?
Now getting deep on the warranty, yes. Now getting deep on the warranty, when we're talking about the blades, it's 10 days. We replace it for you. When it's about the clipper, it's 1 year. We're going to pretty much fix it for you. And if it's not fixable, we're going to be able to give you a new one, and that's it. When it comes to the warranty, one of the very highlights on the warranty is that our warranty is a lifetime. It's a limited lifetime warranty. It's limited to one of the most important things. We are the ones that are taking care of your tools because we understand your tools. We have the equipments to deal with your tools. We have the techniques that are unique, are special from Guy Butter Cut to make your tool works the way that it was designed. And I say this very clear because I have people that, oh, but my sharpener, it's the best in US. My sharpener is, you know, an artist from Ukraine. I mean, I don't know. It could be the best sharpener, but we're not talking about the sharpener. We are talking about our product that has been designed the way that we've been designed. And the sharpening way that we use on that shear is to protect and make sure that your shear is going to be lasting. Because what happens is sometimes because different techniques, different equipment, you know, the shears get really much damaged, not to say hurt. Some of them, they really get damaged. For us to protect your tools, actually, we put on our warranty that requirement that if we are the one that is always taking care of your tools, they're going to be warranty for life. It's like buying a Tesla. You get a Tesla, you have to get going always to the Tesla dealer because they understand your equipment, right? You go to a mechanic on the corner, they change some screws, whatever happens, then you go back to Tesla, they say, hey, your car, it's not anymore in warranty. Not because anything is wrong, it's because, you know, there is actually something happening there that we are not responsible anymore. And funny enough, it happens exactly that way with shears. People change the screws. People change this, change that. Have nothing to do with the blades of the shear. Have nothing to do with the shear itself, but it damages the whole thing. So that's why it's so important for people to understand how it works, the warranty. That's why I say we make sure that you understand the warranty. So part of the warranty, yes, is that. We are the one that take care of your shears. That's the way that we can warranty your shears going to last a lifetime.
Alrighty. So now, obviously, I'm sure they can ship them to you. And you guys also do sharpening at some shows now as well?
Yeah. We do have at the trade shows now sharpening available, yes.
Alrighty. And do you got to get there by like a certain time at most trade shows? Or is it just you can first come, first
serve
and kind of work through the weekend?
There is different shows that we offer that service. So at the shows that we offer the service, how it works is we have different shifts. We take shears to be sharpened in the morning that can be delivered afternoon said day. We have a second shift that is going to pick up shears at noon. Those shears can be possibly delivered the same day at the end of the day, or it's going to be delivered the next day. So with that said, pretty much, if you want your shears for the same day, you have to bring it really early in the morning and be ready, you know, late afternoon, worst scenario. But the goal, based on the amount, is always that we can, you know, return your shears as fast as we can, you know?
Oh, for sure. I mean, and that's great. At least they can get them back pretty much same day. I mean, even for most sharpeners, that's still hard for us to do.
Because
it's such a volume.
You're going to still ship, you know, the shears to our manufacturer. We're going to be able to take care of them there, but that's going to take 2 to 3 weeks in run around. You know, it's based on the you know, distance, based on the season. It's many, you know, different factors that could delay or not that sharpening, you know, transit. So, yeah, we always recommend, you know, that you be patient. We always recommend people get a second pair of shears as a backup so they are not struggling, they are not stressing because the time, the delays, or whatever could happen, you know? So we never know, and we don't want to have you have a bad experience just because of something that is not in our hands, you know?
Yeah. You know, a thought that just popped into my mind is, obviously, you got a warranty. Now, if they don't buy it from you, because obviously other people, you know, carry your scissors and blades, does the warranty still stand even though they're, you know, bought by another vendor of yours?
Okay, it's breaking up so bad. So the question is, other people that have our products, they keep the same warranty?
Correct. So basically, if someone buys a Guy scissor from, let's say, myself, and then they need it sharpened to go back to you. Does it cover the same warranty, even though they bought it from me?
Yes. As long as we are the one that, I mean, they know exactly if somebody just tore the shear or there is just sometimes simply, you know, visual damage or changes, you know? So it don't matter where you buy your shear, it's the same warranty because it's our product. So we do have, like for you guys, for example, you carry our products as a distributor. We give you also, guys, you know, that warranty because it's our product. We warranty our product. You're pretty much selling the product. You're not behind the warranty. You are not responsible. We are responsible for the product as long as it meets, you know, the requirements for the warranty to be, you know, fulfilled.
Gotcha. All right. Well, hey, that's great information. So obviously we were talking about shows earlier. Do you guys just do trade shows or do you guys go like to some of the AKC shows as well?
Not that I know. I mean, I've been around for 4 years and I know there is people that guys sponsor, support, and, you know, do all kind of things with them. But it's not like us going to any of those talk shows or AKC or stuff like that.
Gotcha. So obviously it's a trade show thing. I mean, and you guys go to, I believe all of them. I mean, there's only like a few small ones you guys don't do.
Yeah. And we sometimes actually go to a different small shows, small seminars or things like that, that pretty much involve the industry as a sponsor, as Collapse, me as a representation of the brand itself. We don't only do the trade shows. We are so many, that's why you see me, like you say in the beginning, in many different places. It's because somehow we try to be, you know, present. We try to be, you know, there for support, for education, for, you know, for anything that is needed. So that's part of my job as well.
And speaking of education, I mean, you've been in the world for so many years now. You're obviously part of Guy. When you guys do these trade shows, do you put on any classes to help people understand how to use any of the equipment or how to understand what to buy and stuff like that?
Actually, it's funny because we always say that Guy Butter Cut is a constant seminar about shears because every time that you stop at Guy Butter Cut booth, you're going to have most of the time Andrew, which is an expert about, you know, we're talking shears, blades, clipper, all that. And you have me, which I consider myself somebody that is responsible behind what I'm doing. So we combine all of that and we give the client, you know, kind of like experience that the client would be receiving all the information that they want to know. We don't pretty much, you know, deny any information. We pretty much talk to people. We talk about shears. We talk about grooming. We talk about uses. Just stopping at the booth itself is already, you know, something that is kind of like an educational, you know, thing. But we are putting it together now, Andrew and Mia seminar, the shows that is going to be very in deep, you know, for that shears and stuff. So we don't have nothing physically happening as a seminar, but we are working on that and it's going to be soon available. But yeah, just stop by at our booth and if you want to understand what I'm trying to explain to you, it's a great experience because, you know, we are there for you and we are, you know, there to help you to talk about everything that you have, you know, as a question, you know?
Oh, for sure. For sure. So, you know, speaking of shows, I believe that we're pretty much running down on shows now for trade shows for the year. Are you guys doing any more trade shows for the year or are you guys waiting for next year?
Hey there. Have you checked out Naturally Inspirational yet? They offer some amazing products for both you and your pets. Their Dandelion Salve is a total game changer. It's perfect for easing aches, pains, bumps, and bruises. Plus, it's a natural healer for your dog's cuts, a moisturizer for their pads and nose, and can speed up wound healing by 50%. I use it for myself, my family, and all the animals in our care, and it's truly worked wonders. Don't miss out. Head to their website to grab your bottle today. And when you use the code GROOMERSTALK25, you'll get 20% off your first bottle. Get yours now and experience the difference at naturallyinspirational.biz.
I think our next official trade show will be Pasadena next year, but I still have to cover some events. Like I was mentioning before, that is not really a trade show. Like for example, I am going to Groom South. That's on December. We're going to, you know, help them and sponsor and this and that. So that's the way that we pretty much connect with the industry, help each other. And of course we make presence there, but Guy Butter Cut's not going to be, you know, physically there. It's going to be me, you know, representation. I'm going to be helping, you know, products, all of that. that's pretty much what we have, you know, so far. Then yeah, the rest is gonna be on January. Another it's like a small competition show that is called Freestyling. That is in Orlando. It's very local for us. I'm gonna be there also as a sponsor, you know, helping and all of that. So yeah, Guy Buttercup is not always, you know, selling, but there is always, you know, available for everybody. So when you see me or you see the company around, we are ready, you know, to help you with the orders, to do whatever is needed, you know, to help, you know, what's your man or whatever you have to deal with related to Guy Buttercup. So that's the moments and the places that we can pretty much have like a presence, you know, like, a, you know, a personal.
For sure. And then if someone decides they see something on your site, obviously they can buy it off your site. But if they got questions, can they call you guys and you actually talk to them on the 100%. Phone?
There is chat 24/7 on the website that receive, you know, of course, after hours, no, but they receive all the information. There is all type of social media around that we are always active. I personally, you know, active with the social media, you know, Facebook, Instagram. We are working on the TikTok too, as a, you know, as a fun thing as well. The website is responsive. You can send us messages. We're going to be responding, you know, as quick as possible. There's two phone numbers that you can contact. Yeah, it's easy to get in contact with the company and get, you know, help us super quick.
Oh, perfect. Well, hey, we're running short on time here. So obviously, I do appreciate you coming on, obviously explaining a lot about your world that you're a part of, but obviously about the Guy world, you know, that has hopefully led a lot of other people here listen to the podcast, at least a little bit of an inside scoop. Hopefully we can have you back on for another time. That way, so we can even dive a little bit further into what you do and even what Guy does themselves. So I do appreciate you coming
on. Would be my pleasure. Right, anytime, well, hey, you guys.
Well, again, thanks for coming on, guys. If you need any products from Guybe, obviously they have different distributors all over the U.S., or you can deal with them at the shows. Obviously, you over here gave us a couple different shows that he's going to be at, but you can also get it online. You can call, email, and obviously ask me any questions. Pretty give easy. Them a call, ask them any questions, and we'll make sure we're taken care of one way or another.
So as simple as buttercup.com, you're going to have everything there.
Perfect. So, and you can obviously, he let you know of his social media. You can find me, and we're going to tie in here so you obviously get some of the sneak peeks and some of the stuff that they carry on my Facebook and Instagram as well. So you can find him at Guybe with all of his social media. And you can find us at Groomers Talk on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok as well. So we will see you next time. This has been Groomers Talk. Thanks so much, yo, and take care, guys.
Pleasure, guys. Thank you very much.
Hey, guys. I obviously appreciate you hanging out with us here on Groomers Talk. We dove into a lot of different things. If you happen to have any questions about what happened on this podcast specifically or anything that didn't answer any of your questions, please reach out to me through Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I will make sure that we answer all your questions right there for you. Obviously, I've been in the world for plenty of years. That was so I know a lot of the answers. If not, I can make sure I get you in contact with Guy themselves and they will get you figured out. But again, find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. You will find all the cool insights there. You will find all the cool links there to all the videos, all the sneak peeks, and even some of the sales that some of these guys are running. When we have them on here, they will give you a sneak peek and all that and make sure that you have the correct links for it all. So stick with us on every single podcast, on social media. Make sure you like, subscribe, share with everyone that you can think of. And we will see you next time here on Groomers Talk.